This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 286, your easiest solution for IELTS writing task 2.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, get the two go-to options for your solution in the problem-solution essay. Hey, Jessica, how's it going? We're back on the microphone.
I know, it's crazy. So listeners, I mean, there hasn't been a break in our episodes, obviously, because we are here for you guys, but... So in real life time, Lindsay and I haven't recorded in like 2 months.
I know, it's so funny. You would never know. But the cool thing is that we have had a chance to meet in person, which was so fun.
Yeah, it was so fun.
It's so funny.
It was
funny.
So cool, you guys. Lindsay came to Portland and we started work on our new listening course, and we got to go out and like film homeless people. And like talk to real life people. It was awesome. And hang out, go to a happy hour.
It was so cool. Fun. And that more information on that, guys, on that course that we're building based on my adventures around the United States is going to be coming up soon. So this is going to be an awesome way for you guys to improve your listening skills and maybe even speaking skills, all sorts of skills for the IELTS exam too, right, Jessica? Because we need to build our general fluency. Yes.
Completely. Lindsay and I are so stoked about this new course. It's going to be so good. So, as you guys know, Lindsay just got back from a 2-month road trip crisscrossing the United States. And so we're focused on talking about like real life issues that you guys will talk about with native speakers. And these are things that do come up on the IELTS exam. I mean, today we're talking about problem solution essays. And this is like a prime example of that. Homelessness is obviously a problem. And it's, I don't know. I feel like it's just our problem at this point. I mean, we go to other countries and we don't see the level of homelessness that we do in the States. So Yeah, exactly.
And the cool thing about this course, it's coming up. We won't talk about it too much, but the cool thing about it is it's real. Guys, we know that one of your complaints about what you get in the ESL world is you get very fake recordings. You get very staged material that doesn't feel real to you. But this is going to be as real as it gets. I interviewed people in cafes and bars on the streets, in museums. I interviewed people everywhere, in every context, in every situation, every accent, every background noise is there for you guys to have real practice.
I can't even imagine all the adventures that you've had. And you know what? Like, I'm super excited because I'm going to get to travel vicariously through you because I'm going to get to see all these videos as well.
That's right.
Like, that's really cool.
Exactly. That's the coolest thing. As you make the course, Jessica, you're going to be able to do the trip. And as our students get to start the course, they get to take the trip too.
Exactly.
So you guys will get to travel around the U.S. pretty soon here, sometime in the next couple of months. So that's coming soon, guys. And just look forward to it because I'm super excited to release that. Oh, my gosh.
So excited. Yeah. Lindsay and I are going to be dedicating quite a huge chunk of time in the fall to developing this. And I'm sure, I mean, we've already like done some listening quizzes based on the videos and stuff, and you guys could check those out. Those will still be up for a while, right?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You guys can still go to allearsenglish.com/adventure to see the videos, and you can check that out, guys, just to get a taste of what we did this summer. Yeah. Yeah.
So cool. Okay. So, problems. today we're talking about problem solution essays and how to come up with specific solutions. So, before on the podcast, we've touched on this. We've talked about how for any problem IELTS gives you, education and government, programs or money, education and government, these are the two things you can use to solve any problem that IELTS gives you. So, in your brainstorming, in your planning, you don't have to waste time trying to come up with solutions.
Yeah.
Just use these. They solve everything.
Yeah. I know. I really like this strategy, Jessica, because I know what it feels like to be paralyzed with options, right? When we have too many options, it's very hard to narrow it down and put something on the paper. So when you have these go-to strategies or these two specific ideas, education and government, it's very easy to just keep moving and not get stuck in the brainstorming stage.
And these are like life skills strategies. I know what you mean. I'm glad you brought that up, like being paralyzed with options. That completely describes modern life. Actually, that could be a problem you're given on the exam. Yep. Like it's very current, it's very modern, and it does apply to everyone all over the world now because of the internet. Like everybody knows this feeling. You're like, you have a couple hours and maybe you do have a specific task. Yeah. Maybe you do want to find out about, news about, the protests or news about whatever. And, you go online and you're like, okay, where do I start? Like, there's like 500 newspapers, there's 500 blogs, there's you know what I mean? Like, where do you start? You do a Google search, great. But then you have 1,000, 1,000 options from the Google search. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Totally. Exactly. This is a life skill, you guys. Okay, so.
Yeah. And the one other thing I wanted to mention was that some of you guys might not hold the political view that government should take strong actions, but it doesn't matter what you really think, guys. It's okay to lie. It's okay on the aisles to say something that's not actually your true opinion.
Yes,
right, Jessica?
Yes.
It's okay.
There's actually a very recent blog post about this, you guys. And I also just did a YouTube video about this, about how to use fake research on task two. So check that out. There's sentence structures and examples for exactly how to use fake research. So this is along those lines. Like, again, IELTS doesn't care if you're honest. We just want to see you communicate clear ideas, and this is a strategy to be able to do that. So why? So what we're doing here is we're raising our scores for task achievement, and we're also, for task response, for task two, and we're also raising our vocabulary scores, because the more specific you are, the clearer your ideas are, and the more specific specialized vocabulary you're showing. So the strategy today fulfills both of those things for getting you that 7 or higher in those categories.
Okay, good. And let's just reiterate one more time what the strategy is, just to be really clear for our listeners.
Yeah. So let's do an example. Okay. So the strategy here is, if IELTS gives you a problem solution question for task two, then you need to give specific solutions. And instead of just searching the huge wide world for what possible solutions there are, you don't need that, you guys. Education, government. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Simple.
That's it. You don't need anything else.
So
education
easy.
And government.
So easy.
For example, something that comes up a lot in speaking part three, and guys, this is also for speaking part three. You are also asked sometimes about how these things could be solved. Mm-hmm. So keep that in mind. But if IELTS asks you about obesity epidemic.
That's a good one.
As a side note, Lindsay, did you talk about this at all for the listening course?
I wish I did, but that wasn't a topic I went into, partly because I did think about it. I did talk a little bit about serving sizes, especially in Texas.
Okay.
Like, there was a 17-ounce steak challenge where if you could eat the 17-ounce steak, then you could get it for free. But part of it was that I didn't know how to approach it. Like, did I, you know, to go yeah. up to people and be like, hey, do you think we eat too much? Do you eat too much?
Yeah.
You know,
I know.
So unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah, guys, this is huge. And we're not getting off topic here because this does come up on IELTS. And it does enter into the sciences as well, as far as nutrition. It enters into, the social side of stuff, as far as, like serving sizes, like Lindsay was saying. And also, mm-hmm. I mean, fast food. You guys know that topic comes up on IELTS. Mm-hmm. And in, I went to a movie yesterday with a friend called Captain Fantastic. It's a new movie. I highly mm-hmm. recommend seeing it. Oh my God, it's already won awards and it's amazing. I not only cracked up mm-hmm. to where I was like slapping my knee, I also cried my eyes out in a couple scenes. Like, it's amazing, but there is one thing. So these kids are like raised in the forest and they enter into modern day society at some point. And they see a whole bunch of huge people. It's brought up there and they kind of talk about like how that's not okay. Like they're not like that. It's not okay to live your life like that. And I had to stop myself from looking around in the theater being like, is this movie offending anybody? Cause I could kind of see the person right next right. to me was quite large. And I was like,
kind of obese.
Like, how does she feel about this? And anyway, no, okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, because in our culture, not only is it about the portion sizes, but we have a whole nother layer that we put to the topic, the stigma of the topic about talking about weight, right? So that's the other layer. That's why I was afraid to ask people about it. And that's why that was hard, right? Yeah, yeah. So,
yeah.
Over the summer, we got a lot of good news from students in the Three Keys IELTS Success System. Juliana from Brazil, Gustavo Felberg, Ricardo Hilbrecht, and Katarina were just a few of the students who are able to score their 7s and their 8s, and now they are moving on with their lives and their plans to go abroad. If you want to do the same thing and get in, to get a sense of how Three Keys IELTS can really bring you to your target score, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and stop wasting your time now. See you there.
Yeah. Okay. We could go on like a whole tangent about
it's
that.
Good topic.
Okay. So what if IELTS asks you about this?
Yeah.
What are the solutions? What are the solutions for this? So let's start with education. Like what could we say? How could education solve this? What do you think?
Well, I was thinking something like putting parents through a kind of course to teach their kids. I think a big part of the problem is that a lot of parents, especially in low neighborhoods, I don't want to pigeonhole mm-hmm. anyone or anything, but I think it's true that they don't necessarily have the right education. It's also linked to other issues like mm-hmm. income, and there's no time to learn about it. All sorts. It's a complex issue, just like we learned about homelessness is a very complex issue, right, Jessica? But at the same time, I think if there were more education out for the parents, they could at least make some choices to have their kids eating the right stuff.
Exactly. A friend of mine actually is part of a program that does that. She goes to the supermarket with lower income families once a month to try and teach them how to budget, but also how to buy fresh stuff. So this is a great solution, you guys. Mm-hmm. And you could give so many interesting details. Remember, it's not enough just to give one sentence. It's not enough just to say, I think, parents should have classes about how to shop. You need to give details about that. So further details I would give would say, take my own experience, for example. Yesterday I went to the supermarket and I only spent $60, and this is enough food to last my son and I for a week. $60 for a whole week. And then I would give details about what I bought. And this is where the special vocabulary comes in. You would say, well, I was able to purchase like red bell peppers, russet potatoes, fresh summer squash, you know, like these are special words that the examiner would notice.
Ooh,
so
that's true.
Like it is more affordable to buy all fresh raw ingredients than it is to buy packaged processed stuff.
Yeah.
Even though people think the opposite, I don't agree.
Mm. Yeah, it's tricky. I mean, our culture has really packaged things up very well. Like corporations are savvy when it comes to marketing and they package things up. They know that we're busy and they try to present us with these packaged goods. But yeah, you're right. Generally, yeah. It is cheaper. Yeah. So I like that idea. So being very specific, I love using that vocabulary totally. There, so, Jessica. Fresh summer squash. I mean, that's fantastic for a vocabulary word. So yes.
Yeah.
I give you a 7.
So as far as our... Yay! A 7, that's it. No, just kidding. So for our listeners, guys, like you need to take this into your own culture and walk around your supermarket and you need to make a list of local foods that you only know your first language for, right? Like you know how to say this in Chinese. Mm-hmm. You know how to talk about this food in Arabic, sure. But you mm-hmm. need to be able to talk about this in English. And mm-hmm. it isn't just for what we're talking about now, writing task 2, topic of obesity, but this is going to come up on all parts of the speaking exam, mm-hmm. talking about how your own culture eats and stuff like that. So that's definitely an exercise that you need to do after this episode.
Yeah, I love that.
Okay.
I love that.
So education, nailed it.
Yep.
Government okay. money, government programs. What do you think?
Well, actually, what comes to mind for me here is something that did happen in New York City, right? So in New York City recently, they decided to eliminate the Big Gulp. You know what the Big Gulp is? The Big
Ooh.
Gulp. Do you know?
Yes.
I think it's like a... It's not, is it like 20 ounces or 20? It's a huge cup of soda.
It's enormous.
Enormous. Like it's 5 times what a normal human being would want to drink. And it's way too much sugar for people, for our health. And New York City decided to serving it. Like I'm pretty sure that it's not available in New York City, the Big Gulp anymore. So these large portions are no longer available.
Okay. So I just found it. Okay. So at 7-Eleven, a Big Gulp is 30 ounces, Super Big Gulp, 40 ounces, Double Gulps, 50 ounces. Jesus. I think those are the buckets. I just saw someone yesterday walking around with a full-on plastic bucket from 7-Eleven sipping on a slushie.
Oh my God, like, that's what is wrong with
ridiculous.
This country?
Oh my God. But you see that in documentaries about, that's another thing. You know, to develop the culture of thinking, to develop mm-hmm. ideas for solutions like this, which is a very good idea, you guys. I know problem solution essays are not common, but these questions do come up. These topics do come up all over the exam. So you do need to start thinking about this. But there are a lot of amazing documentaries on Netflix, on YouTube for that matter. What's the fast food one where he ate at McDonald's every day? Because that's on
Super Size Me.
Super Size
I liked
Me.
That one.
Super Size Me is on Netflix.
I thought that was a great movie.
Yeah, it's on it's on YouTube for free, you guys. Super Size Me, so you could watch it.
Yeah.
But you'll see these enormous gallons of soda that people like just bring with them everywhere. Yeah. Okay, so
no, this is great, and this is No, go ahead. Yeah, we got a delay.
I know
in the
there's a
recording.
Bit of a That's okay. delay on our internet connection.
Okay, go ahead.
So what? No, but what were you saying about New York? So the city government.
Okay, so yeah, the city government. I think this was in 2012. I'm looking it up right now. Decided to no longer allow 7-Eleven to serve the Big Gulp. As far as I know, I'm really just kind of brushing on what happened here in an article as we speak. But Mayor Bloomberg mm-hmm. was the one who was responsible for this decision.
Yeah.
And so they just, as far as I know, they don't serve it anymore.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. I remember that happening. And, mm-hmm. and I remember like, again, guys, and this is something that would be for like an argument essay or an opinion essay in task 2, or in speaking part 3. There are two sides to this. And I remember people, saying like, the government can't control us like this. Mm-hmm. They're taking mm-hmm. away our mm-hmm. freedoms mm-hmm. and stuff mm-hmm. like that.
Especially in the US.
And that's one side. Yes, exactly. That's one side. I get it. But the other side is nobody needs to be able to buy that. So,
yeah, no, exactly. And I would like to see, you know, what's happened to, I don't know, what kind of effect has had. I don't know. Maybe there's some research out there. So that's something that, you know, we talk about using fake research in our essays. We may want to try to include something.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And you guys could use like fake government programs as well. So if you think there should be a program, like the government should not allow people to buy more than, you know, one dessert a day or something, or like when you go to the supermarket, you can't buy more than like 10 grams of sugar, for example, just pretend it's already happened. Just be like, in my city, they recently passed a law where nobody is allowed to purchase more than 8 ounces of chocolate a month. And this has had great effects on how our youth consumes fresh vegetables.
I love it. A good way to entertain the examiner, right? I mean, if we're coming up with these kind of whacked out ideas, the examiner is going to be laughing. And we've talked about how the examiner's mood, you know, we can alter the examiner's mood more so in speaking, but on writing, if you entertain the examiner a bit by being creative, you might help your score. Yeah.
Guys, you can just, okay, this, I know this is going long. This will be the last sort of point here, but just to motivate you guys to be creative with coming up with these solutions, sort of faking government programs, which would be super fun, by the way. But, how is this going to affect the examiner? So the examiner sits in a room by him or herself usually and has to grade what, like 20 essays? Imagine how like fatiguing that is, how tiring that is. What if you're able to make the examiner chuckle halfway through? And that examiner's like, oh, right on. All right. I feel better now. I am going to give higher scores. It's possible.
There you go. Yeah, because human beings are grading this test, not machines like the TOEFL. Different animal. This
exactly.
Different animal. Okay. All right, cool. So the takeaway, right, so guys, go for education.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have such a delay today.
I know.
I'm just going to shut up and go ahead.
Your video is still on, dude. Maybe
I know. I forgot how to turn it off. Oh, here we go. I got it.
Oh, God, it's so funny.
It's off now.
Okay. So, guys, yeah, the takeaway here, what you can do with this episode, definitely listen a couple times. Note down the vocabulary we use to talk about not only solutions, but the specific topic of obesity and the general topic of food, because this obviously comes up a lot. So note down the vocabulary. Go ahead with that exercise. Walk through your market, your local supermarket. Note down the stuff that you don't know the English for. Learn that vocabulary and then practice talking about it.
Awesome. Very well said, Jessica. I love it. Good advice. I mean, we're giving you guys a very simple piece of advice, but a very powerful piece. And if you guys really take this seriously, it could really increase your scores because it's simplifying your choices.
Sure.
I love that idea.
Yeah. Definitely. So awesome. So glad to record again.
I know. It's really fun. I missed recording. I mean, I didn't really miss it at the time, but now that we're back on the microphone, I feel good. Like, it's just fun. Recording is fun. We have a good time when we do this and we love to help you guys out.
Totally.
And guys, don't forget to check out our course, 3 Keys IELTS, which is really blowing up now. A lot of new students are joining us because people are seeing the testimonials that are coming out of this course, guys. People are getting results. So if you want to be one of the ones who gets results too, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Definitely. Yeah. And then we can talk to you in the Facebook group. It's awesome.
Yeah. Then you can ask Jessica any question you have at any time. And she generally gets back to people within 24 hours. I mean, usually less than that. You're really good about that, Jessica. Thank you.
I'm in there a lot. Yeah.
Yep. Hanging out. All right. Cool. Very good. And we'll talk to you again soon. Jessica, have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye.
Yeah. Take care. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.